Colorado has a new governor.
I, Jared S. Polis.
I, Jared S. Polis.
Do affirm.
Do affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws of the State of Colorado.
And the laws of the State of Colorado.
And will faithfully perform the duties.
And will faithfully perform the duties.
Of the office of governor.
Of the office of governor.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Democrat Jared Polis was sworn in at the state capitol this morning as the 43rd governor of Colorado. Also sworn in were Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, State Treasurer Dave Young, and Attorney General Phil Weiser. Scott Franz was at the ceremony. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Desmond.
Polis is a former entrepreneur, a five-term U.S. representative, and now the first openly gay elected governor. That was clearly on display at his inaugural.
It was. His partner Marlon Reese held the Bible as he was sworn in, which was shortly after noon today. The couple has two children who were both present. The ceremony was opened by music from the Denver Gay Men's Chorus and the colors of the rainbow underneath the podium, too. There were some other things that were unique about this ceremony. His first action as governor was to take a selfie, and the inaugural program was printed on hemp paper.
Polis spoke for about 16 minutes. During his first remarks as governor, he praised the other governors who came before him.
He also touched on the state's economy before positioning himself as someone who can be a uniter. He said Colorado should reject divisive politics.
From Grand Junction to Yuma, from Trinidad to Fort Collins, we as a people have decided that there is no reason to let our differences divide us.
Did he lay out his agenda for his time in office?
You know, he didn't offer many specifics. Instead, he teased his State of the State address, which is on Thursday. That's really where he'll provide some policy specifics. But he did talk about how he's going to approach the job of being governor.
We will always view problems as solutions waiting to happen. There will always, always be seats at the table for those with constructive input from different perspectives. And though our perspectives may differ, we will work hard to create solutions together. We will always value bold ideas and new approaches. We will never, ever be outworked. We will never be slowed by indecision or held back by fear of what lies ahead.
Then he touched on a lot of the themes that he campaigned on, such as the state's education system and pivoting toward renewable energy.
We will get to work building an education system that provides every child with the opportunity to unlock a bright future that they deserve. We will get to work building a healthcare system that ensures families don't have to choose between losing their homes and losing their healthcare or their life.
Hundreds of people were in Civic Center Park watching, and the address was on a big screen. Who made the trip to cheer on the new governor?
Well, Matthew Bell was here from Loveland. When Bell was in high school, he served on Polis's youth advisory committee. He sees Polis as a role model and called the inauguration very historic.
Like, as a member of the LGBT community, it's pretty landmark to have an openly gay man be governor of Colorado. So very excited to see what he does for the state. Really hoping that he's able to deliver on his campaign promises, and just think we have a very bright future with him as governor.
And of course, outgoing Governor John Hickenlooper was there to pass the baton. What did he have to say?
He spent some time reflecting on the challenges he had to overcome as governor, including devastating floods and wildfires. He had nothing but praise for the new governor.
He doesn't push an agenda with fear. His vision is rooted in the hopes of all Coloradans.
What else stood out to you about the ceremony?
Well, security was very tight. You could see police watching from nearby rooftops. And it's always exciting to hear cannon fire reverberating through downtown Denver. You could also see the janitors and other workers inside the Capitol taking breaks to watch all the action from the third floor windows overlooking the ceremony.
Thanks, Scott.
My pleasure.
That was Scott Franz talking about today's inauguration of Governor Jared Polis. I'm Desmond O'Boyle.